Hi, I remember you. Veggie omelet, home fries, coffee, black. Did I get it right? Well, I'm a waitress. I'm supposed to remember these things. Thanks. Sometimes I wear my hair out. Nice long black curls, right? Hey, I remember something else about you. You're really generous. That was the biggest tip anyone's ever given me. Couldn't believe it. My tuition's due next week, so it really came in handy. So, thank you. Really. And don't feel like you have to do that every time you come in. Yep, I'm a college student. My community college is about a mile from here. Now, I had super high SATs, but couldn't afford a four-year college. But I'm making the best of it. My dad died when I was a kid, and TMI, right? By the way, my name's Wendy. Oh, well, that's a really nice name. Somehow it goes with your eyes. Hey, I'm supposed to be taking my break now, and, well, would you mind if I sat with you? I feel like I can really talk to you. Like, to you. All my other customers talk at me. You know, Wendy, get me more coffee. Wendy, my hash browns are cold. Wendy, what have you done with Peter Pan? Yes, that was an actual comment from a customer. They saw my name tag and thought they were the first person in the world who'd ever made that joke. So, what do you say? Can I join you? If you're too busy, just let me know. I won't sit down unless you tell me you really want me to. Well, okay. Thanks. Let me just get some coffee real quick. I've got 2 hours left on my shift. So, I've been doing all the talking. What do you do for a living? I knew it. I could just tell. You're an incredible listener. Your eyes are so attentive and inviting and pretty. So, where's your office? That's only a few blocks from my school. Small world, huh? Do you ever help people with relationship problems? Oh, that's a dumb question. Of course you do. You made it your life's work. I really respect that. It's such a meaningful career. Helping people as a psychologist. I wish my boyfriend listened to me the way you do. Yep, my ball and chain. I mean, boyfriend. Well, it's just that he spends all day playing video games and then asks me for money so he can go out with his friends in the evening. I'm looking for a way of extricating myself from that relationship. What? You're impressed I used the word extricating? I told you I had super high SATs. See? You're listening to my every word already. When I get off work, I'm going to have to walk back to my apartment because I know he won't even remember to pick me up. And he never reads my text when I need him to. And my car is a leaking radiator, and it's just collecting dust at this point. And I've got an unreliable boyfriend. So I guess you could say my life's a bit of a mess. No way. Are you being serious? You would actually pay to fix my radiator? Oh, I just have to give you a hug. Fuck social distancing. Wow, you smell nice. What is that? Well, I could just breathe you in all day long. And your arms. Wow. Somebody's a gym rat. Thank you for your generous offer. I can't believe I'll have a car again. No more carrying groceries for a mile. But are you sure? You already left me such a huge tip the last time you came in. Tell me you want to fix my radiator. They need you to say it, so I know this is your idea, and I'm not just twisting your arm. Oh, you're such a good boy. I'm 21. I just had a birthday last week, as a matter of fact. Thank you so much. What about you? Oh, that's such a cool age. You know, I took a developmental psych course last semester, and did you know the mean age of a midlife crisis is 42? Of course you knew that. You're a clinical psychologist. You're also twice my age. Yeah, I'm also good at math. But I don't mind age differences at all. Experience counts. I just wish my boyfriend were more mature. Instead, I'm with a guy whose idea of a good evening is getting high and eating cereal out of the box. Doc, what am I doing with this guy? I can't seem to shake him off. He's like a Jack Russell Terrier who sunk his teeth into my ankle and won't let go. Get out. You're pulling my leg. Well, I guess that's better than biting it. Wait, you're seriously offering me pro bono psychotherapy? And your office is just a few blocks from my school. Wow. Just, wow. I don't know how I could ever repay you. I mean, I don't have much money, as you obviously know by now. And God knows I need the help, right? And help, I just love how helpful you are. First the huge tip, then the offer to help me fix my car, and now therapy? You're such a good boy. And if I didn't know any better, I would think you were trying to hit on me. But we both know that would never happen, right? I see that silver wedding ring. I love the ornate design on it. Would you mind if I just slipped it off your finger so that I could take a closer look? Really? You haven't taken off your ring since the day you were married? That's so sweet. I promise to put it right back on. It'll be our little secret. Let me just take your hand. You have such soft hands. I bet they feel good on your wife's body. Let me just slip off your ring now. There. It's finally off. Beautiful craftsmanship. Let me just slip it on for a second. How does it look? You like it on me? Really? You're too kind. Here, let me slip it back on before your wife sees you without it. Oh, it's not going on so easily. Let me just... I'm going to lick my finger now. And just run it along the inside of the ring so it can slide on more easily. There. See? That wasn't too painful, was it? But now you've got my spit on your finger. So, when can we schedule my first therapy session with you? Okay. Next Wednesday at 8 p.m. That's sort of late. Yeah. I figured that would be the last session of the day. No. It's totally fine. It's actually perfect for my schedule. I'll just come over after my last class. Maybe you could drop me off in my apartment after the session if my car's not ready by then. Perfect. I love how responsive you are to me. You're such a good boy. I look forward to our next encounter. Well, unfortunately, I guess I have to get back to it. But would you mind if I just gave you another hug? And maybe a kiss on the cheek? Thank you. Yeah, I know, right? I was aiming for the cheek, and somehow my lips ended up on your neck. Well... You didn't want to deprive me of another chance to breathe in that delicious cologne, did you? See you soon, handsome.